This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A companion of the Prophet ﷺ had his shield stolen. As many of you might know, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, one of the most expensive and important possessions that people would have would be their swords or their shields. So it was a really big loss for him. He went to the Prophet ﷺ and he complained. He said, "O Messenger of Allah, my shield was stolen." And he thought that a particular person stole it, Tu'ama ibn Ubayraq. And Tu'ama was someone who kept perhaps eyeing this shield, looking at it. So he had a feeling that Tu'ama had stolen it. Tu'ama indeed had stolen the shield. And when he felt that people were suspecting him and that he was going to be under scrutiny, he took the shield and he went to a Jewish man who was an acquaintance of his, and he asked this Jewish man to hold the shield for him. So the Jewish man, doing him a favor, or perhaps he took some payment for it, he took the shield and he kept it inside his house. And Tu'ama, when people came to him to question him about the stolen shield, he denied it. He said, "I didn't do anything, I didn't take anything." He denied it vehemently. And he indicated, or he hinted, you know, maybe this Jewish man stole it. So they went to the Jewish man's house and they found that he indeed had the shield. But he said to them, "Look, I didn't steal anything. Tu'ama is the one who gave it to me." So it was a situation. The Jewish man is denying stealing it. Tu'ama is denying stealing it. How do they know who stole the shield? And so it created a bit of a drama and problem that was occurring at that time. The family and the friends of Tu'ama, even though they probably knew that he did in fact steal the shield, they went to the Prophet ﷺ advocating on behalf of Tu'ama. And they started to try to put pressure on our Prophet ﷺ. And they said to him, "How could you believe a disbelieving, you know, a kafir, a Jewish man, over Tu'ama, who's a Muslim, who at least claimed to be a Muslim? Like, you need to defend the Muslim." And the Prophet ﷺ, of course, doesn't know, you know, both of these people are denying it. And within himself, perhaps he felt to lean towards Tu'ama. He felt, you know, maybe Tu'ama is the one saying the truth. He started to be convinced and sympathetic towards the claim of Tu'ama and his family. And in this state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these verses.
Inna anzalna ilayka al-kitaba bil-haqq litahkuma bayna an-nas bima araka Allah wa la takun lil-kha'inina khaseema wastaghfir Allah inna Allah kana ghafuran rahima ولا تجادل عن الذين يختانون أنفسهم إن الله لا يحب من كان خوانا أثيما.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells our Prophet, ولا تكن للخائنين خصيما. Do not be an advocate for the ones who are deceitful. Allah is telling the family and the friends, especially of Tu'ama, who knew he was lying and were still advocating and defending him, why are you defending someone you know is deceitful? And he's indicating to our Prophet ﷺ, this person you were feeling sympathetic for, he in fact is the one who is deceitful. He is the one who stole and tried to put the blame on someone else. And this is a powerful lesson. Every single human has a tendency to bias. We're more likely to believe people who are like us, speak the same language, who look like us, or have the same religion as us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make it clear that it is haram to defend someone who is deceitful, even if they are from your own religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make it clear that non-Muslims have rights over us, and that it's haram to take away their rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the story that the deceitful one that he mentions in the Quran is the one who claims to be a Muslim. And in fact, probably was of the hypocrites, but the one who claimed to be a Muslim. And the one who was telling the truth was the one who was a Jewish man. This religion is a religion about justice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to carry that ideal of justice into the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says a few verses later in the same surah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ بِالْقِسْطِ شُهَدَاءَ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, stand firm for justice as witnesses in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, even if it's against your own self. Our religion is about justice and to be just with everybody that we meet.